Welcome to Praying Without Ceasing, a weekly podcast on having a personal relationship with God through prayer. My name is Kenneth Odero. I'm your host and presenter. Today's podcast comes at a time when data from across the world shows that anxiety is ubiquitous. From east to west, south to the north, everywhere where men live, there is palpable anxiety. Yet the word of God exalts us in Philippians 4 in the following terms. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, in every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your requests known to God. The word of the Lord encourages us to be careful for nothing, not to have anxiety. Rather, to bring our concerns to Him in prayer. The key takeaway from this episode is in the form of a question. How do you handle concerns of your life? Is prayer to God a first or last option? Well, I want to suggest here that prayer ought to be our first and last option. Casting all our cares on God and seeking His guidance is in a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world will bring calm, certainty, simplicity, and clarity to our lives. Plans are best accomplished by making and executing them in submission to the Lord, for He always accomplishes His will. Let us pray. In the song of deliverance that Moses and the Israelites sang to the Lord, they acknowledged that in your unfailing love, you, O Lord, will lead the people that you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. No one is like you, O Lord. You are so majestic and holy, awesome, and working miracles. To you who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to your power that is at work within us, to you be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Just as the Lord our God went before the children of Israel in the way to seek out a place to pitch their tents, in fire by night and the cloud by day, to show them by what way they should go. Lead us, O Lord our God. We dedicate our bodies to you, as Paul pleaded with all believers to do. Because of your mercy, we offer ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you. This is the first and best spiritual worship to you. We will not allow ourselves to be conformed to the principles of this world, but we will let our thinking be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then we will discover your will for our lives, which will glorify you and satisfy our desires. In your holiness, you declare, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. Abba, Father, we confess our sins and ask that you forgive us. Lord, according to your word, teach us the proper principles of living. Guide us so we don't sin against you. Make us, dear Lord, living sacrifices, pleasing to God. This is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever. Thank you, Jehovah, for guiding us throughout the generations. Great are your works, O Lord. I meditate on them with other worshippers. You do things gloriously and majestically. Your righteousness never fails. Therefore, We offer our worship to you through Christ Jesus. May our worship magnify your name. We cannot forget the wonders you do. You are gracious and merciful to your children. You give food to those who trust you. You always live by the principles you gave us. You have displayed your great power to us. We shall continue to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, and we will not lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, we will acknowledge him, and he will make straight our paths. Lord, we will trust in you with all our hearts, as it is written, Lord, how rich are the depths of your mystery. How deep is your wisdom and knowledge. We cannot possibly trace your motives, for we don't understand all that you do. As a result, we will not lean on our old way of doing things, nor will we make decisions apart from you. Lord, in all our actions, we will acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. Again, Lord, we will dedicate our bodies to you, as Paul pleaded with all the believers to do. Because of your mercy, we offer ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you. This is the first and best spiritual worship to you. We will not allow ourselves to be conformed to the principles of this world. Through Jesus, our one and only mediator, we shall continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. As your word teaches us about providential care, when we totally surrender our plans and cares to God, allowing ourselves to think right, our actions will be successful. Therefore, we commit our work to thine hands, Lord, and our plans will be established. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Even as you have promised, Lord, I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. Remember your promises, Lord. For you are a covenant-keeping God, according to your word. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. O Lord, God of heaven, Father, the great, awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you today, and the prayers of your servants who delight in revering your name. Lord, I need these promises to guide us fulfill in our lives. Teach us yourself so we can worship you better than in truth. Teach us inner purity so that we can be a testimony to you. Teach us how to live so we will obey you implicitly. Teach us how to serve you so we can advance your work. Amen. We have come to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening. Tune in again, same time next week. Stay safe and remember to rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.